Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we are joined by Stuart Job, CEO of Iowa State Savings Bank, to talk about reopening their branch in Melcher.
Well, let's go all the way back to last July. Unfortunately, Iowa State Savings Bank branch in Melcher suffered a fire. What was your first response when you heard about it, and then the process of finding out what happened to that building?
Well, the evening of July 4th last year, 2017, there was a terrible fire on the west side of the Melcher Square. And that evening, as soon as I heard about it, I ran down there to see what the fate of our building would be and those surrounding us. The fire crews from the whole county worked really hard to save all they could. And while our building had a lot of smoke damage and some exterior damage to the walls, at that time we had hoped we could save the building, remodel it, and get back to business. As soon as the fire was over, it very quickly became evident that there would be quite a bit of time involved in repairing that building. So we brought in a mobile office 2 or 3 weeks after the fire, placed it on the south side of the square, so we could provide all the same banking services that we had previously done in our fire-damaged building.
Talk about the process of finding out the damage of that building and what all went through, who you contacted, and how that information was given to you.
Well, it was quite an adventure to go through assessing how damaged our building was and how we could rebuild it. One of the largest challenges is the building next to us to the south was where the fire originated, and it was a total loss and burnt into its basement. And that created some structural uncertainty for us, shifting of our foundation from our crawl space. A shared wall we had, a brick wall that we both shared, is unstable. So we had to go through evaluating the structural integrity of our building, which degraded over time. At first, it was fine and it was certified by an engineer, but then that basement of the adjacent building was collapsing. And so it was, I think, December of last year before we even had an engineering plan available of how we could perhaps restructure that building. And it was going to be a significant piece of wall engineering that would need to take place because there still would be this adjacent building having a problem.
Then just talk about the decision to open up a new branch in the same location. Who was involved with that and how are you going to go about that?
Once we got all of our information about what it would take with the old building, this new wall, it needed a new roof. The whole inside still needed to be scrubbed and cleaned for smoke damage, and everything in there had to be replaced. And so it became pretty evident quickly that it would be a significant investment in a 100-year-old building, and it just didn't seem to make sense. So we started looking at options for new construction. And one of the quickest ways we can do that is with a local builder. DeVore Homes has modular homes, and one of their builders has a commercial line. So we can get in a commercial-built, purpose-built bank building to suit our needs that we've customized for ourselves. And we hope to be in there on or about May 31st.
And what new features will this building have?
Well, it'll have lots of new whistles and bells, but the two neatest features that we're really excited to bring to the Melcher Dallas community is a drive-through 24-hour ATM. Right now, we operate an ATM machine in D&S Grocery in Melcher. This drive-through machine will be connected to the building and will be 24 hours a day. And then also a drive-through transactional teller window will be at this new location. That's another service we haven't had there at all. Our old building just simply didn't accommodate drive-through banking. We had a double-wide building that we used half of and rented half of. That fire-damaged building, once it's gone, will build just the half we need, and the other half will become this drive-through lane.
And is there anything else you want to tell to the residents of Melcher Dallas about this new branch?
I'm excited to bring these services, and it's just kind of following through on that commitment that we're there long term. As soon as the fire, when I was down there the evening of July 4th, people were concerned that we would withdraw banking services there, that we'd just pull out of town. Well, I said no, it was never on the table, and this is just seeing that through. So we'll operate in our temporary building until we get this building up and going, and we certainly want to get it for sure by Coal Miners Day at the end of June, and certainly by the anniversary of the July 4th fire.
Thanks to Stuart Job for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.